It's time now for a Castle Country Focus, and today I'm excited to have members with New Heights Clubhouse, and they are here to talk about an upcoming event that they are going to be participating in. And first off, let's start with Stephanie Procaroni. She's the New Heights Generalist, and she's going to tell us about the event that's coming up.
Four Corners and New Heights Clubhouse has partnered with the Hope Squad here in Carbon in Emory County to bring some awareness around mental health. And one way we're going to do that is by having a suicide prevention and mental health awareness walk. That's going to be Tuesday, May 23rd, and it's going to be from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. We're going to start at the Price Peace Gardens, where we're going to have the mayor speak to us, as well as Karen Dolan, who is the executive director of Four Corners. And then we're going to all get up and walk over to the Washington Park, where the Hope Squad is providing pizza and salad and drinks for us. And then we're going to play games.
Now, I don't think people realize that May is Mental Health Awareness Month. So that's kind of the reasoning behind this community walk.
Yes. All over the nation, people are celebrating mental awareness and kind of bringing light to kind of some of the stigmas that we have with people who have mental illness, as well as some of the strengths that we don't always get to hear about.
Now, you brought some members of New Heights Clubhouse with you today, and let's start off with Angie Trescott. She's a member of New Heights Clubhouse. Angie, tell us about what does New Heights mean to you?
I get to be with people that have mental illness that are somewhat similar to my mental illness. They've helped me get a job. Right now, I am washing cars for Four Corners, and it helps my self-esteem really good. I get checks, I get paid for it, and going there, they help me with my money situation. Like, I have a hard time balancing a checkbook, and they have a payee services there where they help us figure out our bills and stuff so we don't have to do it ourselves. It's a very good place to go.
Well, that's good.
It helps me with my depression because I have depression. So, and it's really a good place to be.
Well, good. I'm glad they are there to help you out. Dino Pullis?
Pullis.
He is also a member of the New Heights Clubhouse. Dino, tell us about what it means to you.
Well, I like going to Clubhouse because I have a place of belonging. I get to partake in meaningful work. No matter which day, which unit I'm in, I partake in meaningful work. I get financial benefits and rewards. A lot of friends that are staff and members, a lot of good friends. All the staff and members I got as friends there. And we're trying to reduce the stigma of mental illness. And some of us get back to meaningful work and make an honest living.
Well, I'm glad you came in and shared this with us. It means a lot to get that out there because you're right. There is a stigma when it comes to mental illness, unfortunately, because they don't understand it.
Right, yes. Definitely. I think that with mental illness, we think about what we see portrayed in a lot of like Lifetime movies or what's on TV or news. And the reality is a lot of us sometimes just struggle with mental illness and we don't even want to talk about it. So when we don't talk about it, oftentimes it leads to suicide.
I don't know if you think this or not, but I've just noticed over the last couple of years, people are talking about it more.
Yeah, which is great.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's because movie stars are coming out and saying, hey, I have this or that, and it's bringing it to light, I think.
It's becoming more acceptable, and people aren't feeling so alone in it. They're not the only ones that are maybe struggling with some depression or even, you know, some paranoia or schizophrenia. A lot of times it's just hard to talk about that.
And I think a lot of people do think they're alone.
Mm-hmm.
And there is support out there for them. Of course, we've got Four Corners and, of course, the Hope Squad, which is both for Carbon and Emory County. And that who has teamed up with New Heights Clubhouse. And that is going to be the ones that are helping with the Mental Health Suicide Prevention Awareness Walk. Now, this is going to take place on Tuesday, May 23rd at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. They're going to have opening ceremonies at the Price Peace Gardens. And then you'll make your way on up to Washington Park, have lunch, and have some activities, right?
Yeah, it'll be a great opportunity to just come mingle with all of us, and you probably won't even know which ones have mental illness and which ones don't.
All right. Well, I appreciate you all coming in and letting us know about this event. So everyone, head on now. This is going to be a wonderful event. You don't want to miss it. All right. For more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, go to castlecountryradio.com.